We're joined in studio now by the man from Tampico, Mexico, who's been in Baton Rouge since 1984, Manuel Martinez, one of the most renowned tailors in the world. And when I say that, I'm not exaggerating. Three times he was recognized as the best in the world at the World Congress of Tailors. And those events are not usually held in places like Topeka or Peoria, are they? Where were your awards, Manuel?
First one was in Paris in 2001 in Paris, the second one in 2005 in Berlin, and the third one in Venice in 2003 in Venice, 2001 in Paris, 2003 in Venice, and then Berlin in 2005.
All right, so some of the most exotic locations in the world and places known for fine fashion. So how does a guy who's recognized internationally set up shop in little Baton Rouge and live here contently?
Well, I mean, you got to be very, very happy with what you do. And as one of my mentors told me, by the name of Lou Miles, who used to make clothes for the Beatles in the 60s and Frank Sinatra and some of the big entertainers, he said, if you're very good and you love what you do, people will come. So I've been fortunate that people here in Baton Rouge love me, and people mm-hmm. in New York, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, where I have clients, like what the kind of work we do.
And you have a lot of famous clients, most of whom you don't like to talk about, but I know Manuel has certainly worked with some of the great luminaries of show business and politics and athletics, for example, Nick Saban. Now, there's a guy, Manuel, who is 5'6". And you make him look like a he-man. How do you get a guy who is diminutive like Nick Saban to look so substantial in one of those fine sports coats?
Well, tailoring is an art, and what most people don't realize that. And when a gentleman at that height, so you got to pay special attention to the silhouette of the suit, and also when the lapels of the suit, for example. For the gentleman that with that height, you would want to do peak lapels, P-E-A-K, one button peak lapels, as well as the patterns have to be up and down, so stripes are best for him. So that's just one of the things. Also, when the trousers, you don't want cuffs in the trousers because it shortens him. So you want plain bottoms, and you want just to barely touch the shoe. And regardless what young people think, it's best for gentlemen that height to wear them a little higher, to give them a longer leg.
Really? Well, today you were dressed immaculately, as you always are, and very stylishly. If you were describing what you have on right now, what would the people see as they conjure up an image of the well-coiffed Manuel Martinez in our studio?
Well, the first thing they would see probably is the crispiness of the fabric. This fabric is wool and mohair, so it's very crispy. The mohair wicks the moisture out of your body, and also makes it.
It does what? It does what?
Wicks the moisture, takes the moisture out of your body out.
Really?
So when you perspire, and also the fabric is a little wrinkle resistant.
Yes.
But the colors of the fabric and the patterns, the color is gray. It's a little salt and pepper. With the background is done in a pinhead. And then with a window pane, and I'm wearing a pencil striped shirt with a pocket out of tie. The pencil striped shirt is done in the white background with lavender stripes, and the pocket out of tie, the dots are purple. Go Tigers.
Got to have a little bit of purple. Right. Frank Sinatra always had something orange.
Frank liked that because he said orange was the happiest color.
It is a happy color, isn't it? And he wasn't necessarily a happy man, but at least he was trying to look that way. Now, does fashion change on a regular basis, or can you wear the same suit in 2017 that you wore in 2001?
Well, fashion, what most people don't know, fashion changes twofold. The what drives fashion the most is color. That's the number
color.
One thing. Color is the number one thing. The second thing, of course, is going to be whether the suits are going to get wider in the shoulders, they're going to get narrow, and if the suits get wider in the shoulders, the lapels follow suit. They get wider. The suit gets narrow, the lapels get shorter. So men's suits really don't change that much. And whether you pleats in the trousers or plain fronts, Or today, what they call the skinny suit. The skinny suit, for people in the United States, let's face it, folks, people in the United States are getting bigger, bigger by the day. So it's not, the skinny suit's not for them, it's not for us.
That wouldn't work for our president, for example.
No, by a long shot.
But he dresses well.
He does. I think he wears the ties a little too long. He does buy some very nice fabrics. He looks presidential, but I think the suit's a little too big for him.
But he's probably trying to hide some of that girth. Well, does a big suit do that?
That's interesting you say that. If he was trying to hide that, he wouldn't leave his coat unbuttoned. When a man leaves his coat unbuttoned, even a gentleman my size, looks bigger. So what you want to do is button your coat. If it's a two-button coat.
Even when you're sitting?
No. It's sitting down, you got to open. You got to leave the coat open. You got to leave the coat open.
So when he's sitting down talking with Vladimir Putin, he's got to open his coat, right?
Yes, okay. Indeed. So when he stands up, he's got a button and he will look trimmer.
Okay. Color is the driver. It's interesting that you say that. And as we look at your array of colors for the fall, what's the hot color for the fall right now?
Well, on the blazers, which normally be indoor colors, the colors are getting a little bolder. It could be terracotta, Newport blue, and a beautiful emerald greens and violets. On a mixture of wool with silk. For the first time, they're going to be showing these mixtures of wool and silk for the fall. But it's just a nice, soft feel fabric with a little luster to the fabric. The accents on the plaits have been in for quite a while in window panes. The accents on the plaits are going to be, again, lavender, green, shade of red, shade of browns, and aqua.
Aqua. 877-217-5754. Manuel Martinez, Chris in South Baton Rouge. Hi, Chris. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Manuel. How are y'all?
Fine. Recognize this voice. Chris Blackwood, who I think Chris is responsible for me being introduced to Manuel many years ago. But, Chris, I'm sure you have something to say for this master tailor.
Well, I'm just curious, Manuel. I know you can't violate any customer confidentiality, but whether or not they're your customers, who do you feel are some of the best-dressed men in Baton Rouge?
Well, you put me in a spot here, Chris. You know, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings, so therefore I'm going to play the Fifth Amendment on that one.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, nationally, I understand. You got to live in this community, but nationally, who would you say is a well-dressed man?
Well, I'm grasping here I think Donald Trump Jr. dresses very well.
Donald Trump Jr.
Jr.
He dressed well for that meeting with the Russians?
I wasn't there, but he dressed very well.
I bet he was.
And the actors, George Clooney, dressed very well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some other people in New York that don't come to mind right now that dress very nice as well.
Chris probably knows this, but one of your clients was Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. Johnny had a good line, didn't he?
Just love don't fit, he must have not done it.
So if the shirt doesn't fit?
Manuel didn't do it.
Well, Chris, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, Chris.
Good to talk to both of you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. 877-217-5757 for Manuel Martinez. Now, as I look at you, the hair is perfect. The glasses, I'm sure you just didn't go buy those off the rack. Everything has to blend together, doesn't it? It's not just the suit and the tie and the shirt. So what do you do? Well, you get up in the morning, and how long does it take you to put yourself together like this?
I prepare the night before for everything. My wife accuses me that I'm, no disrespect to the ladies, I'm worse than a lady. I lay two or three outfits. I enjoy this. I'll have fun. I say, who do I want to be today? And then I pick out the clothes accordingly.
But you don't want to look like a bum when you're out in the community either, do you?
No.
That wouldn't be good for business.
Well, not necessarily. It's not all about business. The reason perhaps I do what I do is because I enjoy clothes. And when you have passion for something as you do and what you do, then it's not work and it's fun.
All right. Here's a question. From Claire, do you ever wear jeans?
Sometimes. I mean, if I'm mowing the grass, I'm getting on top of the roof in the attic, or if I'm going on a long trip and I'm worried that I might have a flat and I need to get out and change it because I don't want to wait for AAA, then I do.
What about Casual Friday? You've had a bit of a war with Casual Friday. You don't like it, do you?
Well, I think Casual Friday, it was done completely wrong. The designers really screwed up. They didn't define what was Casual Friday, so everybody went their own and picked out what they thought it was casual. Unfortunately, they picked out the worst type of clothes to wear, and it looked like they either just jump out of bed or they just come out of mowing the grass or whatnot. But Casual Friday, was what it was meant to be, is put a smart-looking blazer or a sport coat, a nice pair of khakis or dress trousers, perhaps a tie or no tie. And that was what we did for our executives.
You travel the world and the United States. Do people dress differently in New York or Los Angeles as opposed to Baton Rouge?
Yes, but nevertheless, people are so much in tune with United States, what United States does. But some of the best dressed places are London. London still dresses very well. Milan does as well, Barcelona. But I see the influence in the United States. The number one item that has lasted so long in fashion is, you know what it is.
What?
For men and ladies.
What is it?
Blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Really?
Yeah. They almost got killed in the 60s, early 70s with the, what do you call them, with polyester and the leisure suits because they almost got killed, but not quite. They came back stronger than ever.
All right. 877-217-5757 or 297-5633 or talk at talklouisiana.org. And here's a question from Carolyn about the amount of money spent on men's and women's clothing. Which gets more attention from the public at large?
Well, by far ladies.
Really?
By far ladies, yes. Yes.
Women spend more on their clothes than we spend on our clothes.
Yes, by far.
Well, men seem to think they can just get by with being a guy sometimes. You also work out. It sometimes is a little hard to hide all that girth under a nice suit. You have clients of all shapes and sizes, and you work in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so I would assume that a lot of your guys probably are heavy, and by virtue of that, their bodies change over time. What do you think when you see a guy wearing a suit that's two or three sizes too small?
Well, I tell some clients, and everybody here in Louisiana seems to think that they're going to go into that. But the truth is, they want to do it, but for some reason, they don't do it. So my advice to them is, I said, look, it doesn't have to be done by me, but get a good suit that's well tailored in the colors that make an individual look slimmer. You're going to look good. And if you look good, you're going to feel good. Now, then the rest of it, you take it to your doctor because, I mean, he's going to tell you your cholesterol is high, your sugar, whatnot. So let him take care of that. But I will take care of the outside.
Now, you have that beautiful olive complexion. I'm totally opposite from you. So that would mean, I would think, that our colors might be different.
Of course. So it's when men understand what colors, and the ones that do it, fantastic job, and thank God for the ladies because they push their men to wear colors that are more flattering to them. What one would consider a warm complexion person. You have that salmon looking background, complexion, blue eyes,
salmon,
hair. Blonde hair, and the colors that you're wearing today, you're wearing the warm yellows and that beautiful vintage tie with the blue and yellow. It looks fantastic on you.
But I would not look good in what you're wearing.
No, because it's got a lot of black, and it's got a lot of black in it, and a combination of whites. So they are not your best friends.
You have a great appreciation for women's clothing, even though I would say 95% or more of your clients are men. And women drive fashion, even men's fashion, don't they?
Well, the reason I have a lot of appreciation for ladies' clothes because ladies don't mind looking sexy. And I copy some of the blazers the lady would wear to incorporate the sexy look into a man. So that's why I'm able sometimes to give the men a waist that has no waist or give him a chest, you know, when a man has no chest.
Or a neck.
Or a neck with the shirt. If he's got a very short neck, there's a way to make his shirt where he looks like he's got a neck. Or if he's got a tall neck, there's a way to make him look like he's not a giraffe. But I copy some of the silhouettes from ladies in early stages of my tailoring beginning in this particular trade.
And shoes. I don't know if you sell shoes, but you when I see you, you always that's one of the first things I notice is that it's a head to toe experience with Manuel Martinez.
And the shoes are very important, and that's another thing that if you're single, gentlemen, that's one of the first things the ladies look. They look at your feet, and then they move the eye on up.
Really?
If you don't pass the test there, they're not going to look up.
So styles change through the years, and that would include shoes, ties. You have to adjust to the time, so you can't rest on your laurels as a three-time winner at the World Congress of Tailors. So no. Is it something that you get excited about after all these years, or is it close to a checkout time for Manuel Martinez?
By all means, I'm doing some of my best work now, and I wish I had the energy that I had back when I was in my mid-20s or 30s, but I always look forward for that challenge. What's new? And see how kind of best dress my clients. But even though the fashion comes and goes, right. One of my biggest advice that I can give to your listeners, you have to learn what proportions are right for your body. What lapels look better for a man with your size chest? What shoulders look better with men with your size overarm? And if you proportionally dress right, you always are in style.
All right, here's the final question for Manuel. Flip-flops. Do you ever wear flip-flops?
That's what we used to call it back at the beginning of time. Now they call it thongs. But no, I wear flip-flops when I was going to the gym. Yes, to go to the bathroom, take a shower.
Thank you, John, and New Roads, for your question. And thank you for joining us today, Manuel Martinez.